Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call the 6th Osage Nation Congress 6th Special Session to order. Today's date is May the 19th. The year is 2020. The time is 10 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Pratt, are you here with us?
Yes, sir.
Would you mind rendering our morning prayer, please?
Yes, thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and this beautiful morning that you've blessed us with. Thank you for the rain over these past days to bless our land and wash our troubles away. And I just thank you so much for all the love and blessings you bestow upon each of us and myself and my family. And I just ask for continued guidance and love and comfort for the world right now, Father. I just ask that you bless our children and their little hearts and minds and their understanding of what's happening in the world. And I just ask that everyone in our community needs are met, and that you bless their mental health, as this is a very trying time for our community. And I just thank you for your love and comfort, and bless those who are sick and in mourning. Bless those in situations that it's a very scary situation, like prisons and other areas where they're being infected, and I just ask that you continue to heal those and stop the spread of this disease in our world. And I thank you for your love, and you forgive us for our sins. And I ask all these things in your mighty name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Amen. Congresswoman Pratt. Next item on the agenda is roll call. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards, could you mute your computer, please?
I don't have it. Mine, it's not muted. Do you have it muted?
I do not, but I can hear feedback coming from your computer. Congresswoman Goodfox?
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts. Congressman
Present.
Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
It's here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda, we're going to move ahead. I'm showing approval of the journal. At number 5, we'll move it up. Take a few moments to go over and approve the journal from May 14th, please. Okay.
Motion to approve the journal, Walker.
Motion on the floor.
Second.
I believe there was a second from Congresswoman Lemon.
Pratt.
Congresswoman Pratt, my fault, excuse me. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Yes. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees at this time?
Do I?
Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox?
The Select Committee of Inquiry reported out the, I don't have the language for that. I don't recall getting a, give me just a second. Shanna, can you send it to me?
She's telling me that it was attached to the calendar invite.
I'll send it right now.
She'll send it again.
Okay, thank you.
You're fine.
Okay, the Select Committee of Inquiry met last Thursday, and the committee recommendation was to adopt the Select Committee of Inquiry report of findings and recommendations and order them to be transmitted to the full body of the Osage Nation Congress. The presiding officer was myself. The final committee action was due pass. The vote results were 4 yes, Goodfox, Tillman, Mason, Walker, and 1 abstention, Stabler.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Next item on the agenda is reports of standing committees. Do we have any reports of standing committees at this time?
Yes, sir, Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, sir. Members of Congress, Government Operations Committee met April the 8th, May 13th, and May 14th to consider OpenCR 20-05, a resolution to authorize the Principal Chief of the Osage Nation to enter into and execute a Tribal Council member agreement with the U.S. Social Security Administration to allow the Osage Nation to extend Social Security coverage to the members of the Osage Nation Congress. The sponsor was Congresswoman Maria Whitehorn. Final committee action was no recommendation as amended. 5 yes votes, Big Horse, Walker, Tillman, Potts, and Goodfox. 1 no vote, Maker. And then the committee also considered ONCA 20-41, an act to amend ONCA 14-39 to amend the definition of benefits to revise the compensation of the members of Congress in accordance with Article 6 of the Osage Nation Constitution, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Maria Whitehorn. We met on May 13th and 14th. Final committee action was no recommendation with 5 yes votes. Big Horse, Walker, Maker, Tillman, and Good Fox. 1 no vote, Congressman Potts. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Next item on the agenda, we move to motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
This is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, there will be a Congressional Affairs Committee meeting immediately following session. We'll give the clerk a little bit of time to get us prepared, and we'll let everybody know when we're ready to start. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to discharge ONCR 2019 from the Appropriations Committee.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second from Congresswoman Edwards. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Speaker Tillman?
No. Motion fails. Are there any other motions and notices at this time?
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Speaker, I'd like to notice the Appropriations Committee will meet today from 3 to 5.
Thank you. Any other motions and notices? If not, briefly, the intentions that I have are to hopefully close session tomorrow, adjourn session tomorrow, so that would mean moving forward, fast-tracking what we have, and moving it through tomorrow and being able to adjourn tomorrow. That's the intention that I have right now. So I just kind of wanted everybody to be aware on the same page. Any other motions and notices? Hearing none, Speaker would entertain a motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
So moved.
Pratt. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, yes. Say no. We're adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Shanna, how much time do you need?
Five, 10 minutes.